Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We have been discussing Chapter 8, Akshara Brahma Yoga, Yoga of Imperishable Brahman. So in the last chapter, we want to see, if someone knows me in all the six aspects, then he knows me. If he comes to this understanding that I am pervading all these six representations, then he will come to me. Those terms obviously were very new or confusing to Arjuna. So Arjuna had asked in this chapter, explain to me all those six terms which you have mentioned. Also tell me how someone can achieve the state of your being at the end, at the time of death, by just remembering you. So Bhagavan is very briefly describing those six terms which he mentioned in the last chapter. So we have seen in the last session, the Bhagavan described the first three, and he said, Aksharam Brahma Paramam. Brahman is imperishable. Imperishable is something which does not have any cause, something which does not have any source other than its own self. Therefore, Brahman is the fundamental reality. Aksharam is imperishable, and that's called Brahman. So Brahman is defined as the ultimate source of all things and beings, the ultimate reality. Svabhavah adhyatma uchyate. In the same reality, when it gets conditioned by the conditioning, then seen as confined to a particular entity, a particular thing, is called adhyatma. Same Brahman with condition is called adhyatma. In our traditional term, jivatma, the atma of a jiva is adhyatma. The same entity which was Brahman is now conditioned and therefore is called Jivatma or Adhyatma. The very core of all the beings, Bhagavan said, is Adhyatma, but none other than the Brahman alone. So remember the task Bhagavan has given us to see Him, the ultimate reality in all things and beings, in all representations which we see in this world. When it is conditioned by body, mind and intellect, or a thing or a being, is called adhyatma. Svabhavah adhyatma uchyate. The very nature of that thing or being, which makes that thing or being what it is adhyatma. Bhutabhava udbhavakara visargah karma sanghitam. That creative force which brings things and beings into existence is karma. So the creative energy of Brahman, when it creates this world of things and being, the world of plurality, that's called karma. So Bhagavan has defined karma in a very unique way. Karma is not just the actions performed, but that is which is the cause for a new thing or being to come into existence. So in our day-to-day life, what we call a creative idea, when we think about something which does not exist, we call that a creative idea. Creative idea of a painter, creative idea of a dancer, creative idea of an architect. That idea which about a thing or being that does not exist, and by taking the help of the available material, when I execute that idea, I called it creation. I created a painting, I created a building, I created a dance movement, an acting. So this creative force is nothing but the idea about something which is not there, but I can use the existing material and create the new thing or a being. So in Bhagavan's case, the karma is to create this world of plurality out of the existing material he had. The only material he had is his own self. So he creates this world of plurality out of his own self by the help of Maya, the divine Maya, the divine deception, the divine delusion. The Bhagavan said, Bhuta Bhava Udbhokara Visargaha, that offering, that activity which creates things and beings is called karma. Adhibhutam Kshara-bhavaha. Now that we have talked about creation, the creation is came into existence. Things in the creation which are perishable, Bhagavan says that's called adhibhutam. Bhutam, that is which is in existence. That a thing or a being in existing we call bhuta. So the bhuta is kshara-bhava in this creation. This prakriti is the emergent reality out of this Brahman, the fundamental reality. In this prakriti, there are five great elements. Everything in this prakriti is made up of those five great elements. And Bhagavan said, all those elements and things and being created out of this prakriti are perishable. That which is perishable in this world is adhibhutam. Adhibhutam, everything pertaining to anything or a being, the past, present and future. Purasahacha adhidaivatam. But the knower of these things and beings is Purusha. The same Brahman when he acts as the indweller in an entity is Adhyatma, is also Purusha, the knower of things and beings. Purusacha Adhidaivatam. He is the divine entity which gives rise to the perception, feelings and thoughts and experiences. That entity in me which gives me the awareness of my own existence and existence of the things and beings outside of me, I wanted that Purushaha. And that's Adhidaivatam. Therefore, he is Adhideva. He is the divine source behind all perceptions, thoughts, feelings, and experiences. But that Purusha is nothing other than Brahman. Brahman is Adhyatma. Brahman is the knower in an individual in this world of perishable things and beings. Adi Yagnaha Aham Eva Atra. And I am the presiding deity of all yagna here in this body. Dehe, in this body. In this body as a jivatma, I see the experiences are taking place and I'm participating in it. The experiencer, Bhagavan said, I am. I the Brahman, I the Purusha, I the Adhyatma is the experiencer. Adi Yagna Aham. I am the source of all these experiences. Dehe Deha Bhrutam Vara. In this body, O best among the embodied ones. All beings who have individuality are embodied because I am identifying myself to this limited body. But one who has more awareness, Bhagavan said, Yo Arjuna, you are at least at a level where you have this curiosity to know. All the terms described so far come to the one simple conclusion that no matter what I see this world as, but is nothing but a representation of the same fundamental reality of the Brahman. If I can train my mind and intellect to think in that matter, then Bhagavan says, Anta kale cha mama eva. Smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati sam madbhavam yati na asya atra sansayaha. There is no doubt, na asya atra sansayaha. There is no doubt that yah prayati smaran mameva smaran. One who leaves this body, antikale, at the end of your time, antikale, at the end of the time of my existence in this body, when I leave this body, that I, which I still identify as me, when leaves the body, madbhavam yati, he comes to my being. That one who leaves this body at the time of death, thinking about me, smaran bhavam, yah prayati samadbhavam yati nasya atra sansaya. There is no doubt that if you leave your body while thinking about me, you will come to me. We have talked about this many times before, that when I leave my office, the last thing I was thinking, that is where I will go from there. So I was thinking about home, obviously I come home. I come home every day from the office because that's how I train my mind and that's what I will think when I'm ready to leave my office. But somebody has trained himself to go to a bar after the office, then he'll go to the bar. Somebody goes to someplace else, somebody goes to his friend. Whatever the last thought you have, when you change your state of your existence, your being, the next place will be the last place you are thinking about. This is a common experience we all have. So when you leave your body, if you think about me, then you'll come to me. And the next verse, he explains why it is. But I'll give you two quick examples in my own life, because we thought about that in the time of death, I can make sure that I'll remember that. So a few years ago, I went to a Ghantakarna Mahavir's Mandir in India when I was visiting India. My brother had taken me there, and there is a bell at the top of the temple. The belief is that if you climb to the bell and ring the bell, and while ringing the bell, whatever desire or the prayer you have, it will be fulfilled. So I said, okay, I'll try that. I thought about something which was really bothering me. So I'll go up and see. So I climbed the steps. Now the last time, it was a thin ladder. While I was climbing, I was thinking about what I'm going to pray for. But when I reached the last rung, obviously there was not much support because now I'm above the roof level. And I have to hold on to the ladder with one hand and ring the bell. And at that time, I was so focused on not falling that I completely forgot about what I was going to pray for. And when I was coming down, I realized, oh my goodness, I didn't even pray for what I was going to pray for. And I realized this could be the experience, the time of death. Another experience I had was, I had a car accident many, many years ago when I had just come to this country. And obviously, when you're new, you're more worried about your finances and you're worried about what is the insurance cost here. So I got into an accident, and it was a pretty major one. So I lost, I was knocked out for a few minutes. When I opened my eyes, the only thing I could see, the gap between the car door and car frame. So my mind goes into solving the sequential equation. That I see a gap between my car door and car frame, that means I'm in an accident. So that's how I come to the conclusion. The next thought is, well, that means my insurance is going to go up. No other thought. Am I hurt? Am I okay? My insurance is going to go up. Well, the second thought, right after thought that I must be in an accident because the car doesn't look like this normally. There's no gap between my door and the car frame. Now that I see gap, it must be I'm in an accident. And the consequence of that is going to be my insurance is going to go up. Because all the time I was worried about how I'm paying all this insurance and all this. So at the time of death, the thought will be either I'm just trying to take my last breath and trying to be as comfortable as possible, or it's going to be whatever I had been thinking all my life. So Bhagavan said, yam yam va api smaran bhavam tyajati ante kalevaram. Tam tam eva eti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Bhagavan made a statement that whoever leaves his body thinking about me will come to me. But then he explains in a scientific term that it's not just that if you think about you come to me, whoever you will be thinking about, whoever in a sense, that whatever the state you want to achieve, that's the state you will achieve when you leave this state of existence. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. Whatever the state of existence you will be thinking about, that what I want to be. Tyajanti Kalevaram, this body. This body was the vehicle I was using to fulfill my desires and my vasanas. As long as it was appropriate and functioning, it was wonderful for me. And I made use of it. Now I've come to the conclusion this is no longer appropriate to fulfill my desires. So I have desires and there are tendencies and have predominant desire to get something, to become something. While living this body, Bhagavan said, you will go to the state where you can fulfill your desire. It's a law of nature. Wherever I put my efforts, that's what I will achieve. Tam tam eva eti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitaha. He becomes what he thinks. And at the last moment, all that which I had been thinking all my life, or whatever the predominant desire I will have, Bhagavan said, that's where that person goes. And therefore, it is logical that if you're thinking about me, if you're thinking about the underlying reality of my existence, that awareness, my consciousness is real. Everything else is unreal. The body is unreal. Unrealness is temporary. The mind is temporary. The intellect is temporary. But that which makes me who I am, the consciousness, the awareness, which says I exist, that entity is real. And Bhagavan said, you will then achieve my state of being, where I'm ajaha, avyayam, never deluded. This is my maya, the maya that I have created. Therefore, in the next verse, we'll explain what we should do. We'll stop right here.
If you find this podcast helpful, please support it by donating any amount by going to the episode's website at neilbhatt.podbean.com or at chinmayarichmond.org. Thank you.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.